Now, on his way back from fighting the Hydra, Hercules had another adventure. He was passing along the seacoast, and he found a village in which the people were very unhappy. It seems that one of the sons of the sea god Poseidon was terrorizing this village. This fellow could come out of the water and go back in and breathe there too. And he could turn himself into all sorts of shapes. And he'd taken it into his head to take whatever he wanted from the villagers. And they couldn't fight him, and they were terrified of his magic. "I'll help you," said Hercules. And the next time this fellow came out of the water, Hercules went up to him and he said, "Now listen, as one powerful fellow to another, don't you think you're taking advantage of your power?" "Well," said this fellow from the sea, "are you going to stop me?" "Well, I will," said Hercules, "if I have to. I'll wrestle you, and if I win, you leave the people alone."
"And what if I win?"
said the man from the water. "Well, then I'll go off and find a treasure for you that you can bring underwater with you and enjoy."
"I'd like that." "Very well, let's wrestle."
But what Hercules had forgotten was that this wrestler could change shape. And in the first moment that Hercules grabbed him, this sea creature turned himself into a snake and began to wind around Hercules. But Hercules grabbed him, pulled him off, and cracked him like a whip. So quickly the sea creature turned into a lion. Rawr! He leaped at Hercules, but Hercules had fought the Nemean lion and won. He was used to this. He grabbed the lion. Now to escape, the sea creature turned himself into a tiny fly. He flew out of Hercules' grasp and then turned himself into a dragon. But Hercules had just fought a dragon, and a nine-headed dragon at that, the Hydra. And he grabbed the dragon by the jaws and began to squeeze. Once again, the sea creature turned himself into a fly to escape. This time, Hercules was ready for him. He grabbed the creature in one hand and shut his hand and began to shake his hand very, very quickly, while the poor fellow inside shouted, "Help! Help! Let me out! Stop! Stop shaking me! I surrender!" And so Hercules put down the dizzy fly, which turned back into the sea creature again. The poor fellow stood up and spun around. He was so dizzy, and he said, I'll never do it again, Hercules. Now point me in the direction of the water and help me home, will you?" And Hercules did. And then he went on his way back to King Eurystheus to do more labors.